Hello, and welcome to Great Minds Drink Alike. Hello, Grandma. I'm good. You know. Yes, I actually did sleep a lot. Yeah, but, you know, did a lot. Went to Boston for all the listeners. You know, some COVID-safe traveling. You know, places you can drive, they say. No, actually, they say you're not supposed to go anywhere, but. Grandma. You will be fine. Once you get the vaccine, you'll be fine. Don't worry about it. There's just a lot of chatter out there, and listening to the news, I've realized is like, it's good to know what's going on in the world. I don't know. I'm like on the fence. Like, I, you know, it's good to be informed, but then it's also like the anxiety of it all, like, we can't really handle it. We're not equipped as humans to handle the anxiety that comes with listening to the news these days. Like, it's all bad. It's all the same bad things over and over again. Right. In school, they would call these hypotheses, scientific guesses, guesses based on science. And that's what all that anybody does these days. Oh, my God. Grandma. Nobody wants it to last two more years. I don't know. I am not psychic. Well, I hope it doesn't. Yeah, I hope so. What does she want you to text her? For what number? Oh my God. Just call her later. So look at the text on your phone. Does it, what's the PIN number? Tell me, I'll tell her. Okay. Oh my gosh. Don't answer it. I texted her. Yeah. Oh my God. Whatever, she's fine. Yeah, she got your text. How many people does it take to pay grandma's cell phone bill? I think we're up to four people. Ay, ay, ay. No, definitely not. Ooh, lovely. It's okay, Grandma. It will be up and running soon. What'd you make? Nice. That sounds so good. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I agree. You cannot. I like to transfer. Days that I'm home, I transfer from my sleeping pajamas to my daytime pajamas. They're different. Well, I think as long as they're different from what you sleep in, all good. Well, I mean, that's true. When we were, fully quarantined, how the world, I think really should be right now, but that's just my opinion. Definitely days where there was just a transfer of pajamas. Well, yeah, because people are stupid. People don't listen. They never listened. Yeah, we'll just get out of hand. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure like most kids are in school, like depending on the situation. That's terrible. Zoom in. Yeah. Right, a lot of schools have a mix. Yeah. Okay, so we got there late. We got there at like 10:30 on Friday, so we had to, and there was nothing open. It was really weird. Like when we got there, we were like in the middle of the city and there's nobody out. Like obviously restaurants close at like 10, really like 9:30 there. You have to you can't order anything past 9:30, so it's pretty much like 9:30, and so it's like a ghost town. It's so weird. But then we got But we there was places you can order from for delivery. I was shocked 'cause it's not like that around here. And so we just like had some wine and ate Mexican food. And then the next day we just like walked around, went to a brewery. Yeah, we walked through the Quincy Market. We didn't get anything there. Yeah, it's really cool. Oh, yeah, there was not, there really wasn't a lot of people at all. It was really, the most of the people who were in the Quincy Market were working at the food stands. Like, nobody was really, like, there. Nobody was there to chill. Yeah. Yeah, like, nothing's really open there. Like, the museums, they shut down the museums, like, 2 weeks ago, ironically. Yeah, basically. Yeah, the aquarium was closed. Louie wanted to go to the aquarium, but it was closed. Yeah. So we didn't get to do that, but, you know, next time. So we basically just, you know, walked around. Yeah, there's like a historical, like, pathway where they usually do, like, walking tours, but there, you can look online and you could do your own walking tour since they don't have them. So we just like did our own walking tour. It's pretty cool. Yeah. Oh yes. Lots of food, nice drinks, went out to dinner, some nice wine. Then the next day we had brunch, more eating, and then we left. Yeah. Oh, yes, we're going to. So there's this. Well, we decided we should go away once a month. I don't know, like, how rich we think we are, but we decided this. Yeah, we're going to, there's this restaurant near his house in Pennsylvania that is, it's a hotel and a restaurant. And it's on a waterfall. Like the waterfall, it's like on the side, it's in a gorge. I'm not explaining this correctly. And so I guess a gorge is like, I don't really know what a gorge is. But I think a gorge is like where the water goes down. Yeah, it's like a valley and there's a waterfall. So it's like a dip in the mountain. I don't know. But this is, it's very pretty. Oh, no. And so they have like the restaurant overlooking the waterfall. It's very cool. And they have like these like greenhouses now outside by the waterfall. So you can like eat outside kind of ish. So to stay at that hotel is outside our budget. So we got a hotel in Honesdale, Pennsylvania, which apparently used to be like a poppin' town in the 1800s. They had a lot of railroad trade going on, and the Hotel Wayne, where we're going, it was like the poppin' hotel. But, yes. But it's close by. But yeah, I don't know. I'm a little scared of the hotel. Like, the hotel is $60 a night. Well, actually, we upgraded. The regular room was $60 a night. I think the room we got is like $70. Because we're like, we could upgrade. Like $400 a night. For Valentine's Day weekend? Yeah. It's not. No, well, they do have a restaurant there, but no. No, it's just, like, so convenient to stay where you're gonna, like, eat, because then you don't have to travel. No, I know. Yeah, this hotel, like, it looks, like, historical. Like, definitely gonna be ghosts there, which is kind of cool. romantic. I just, you know, I hope it's clean and everything. You know. The reviews online are mixed, so it's surely to be an experience. I'm not going to complain. That's true. That's true. That's true. I'm not, I'm very excited for the weekend. You just, you know, just my expectations are not too high. so I won't be disappointed. No, his dad will probably be there. That's weird. Well, I'm very worried. I don't sleep much. Okay, yeah. So, Louis, I was talking to Louis the other day, and he's like, you know, is it right, like, what we did? Like, we're sitting here so worried, and then we just, like, go to another state. I'm like, but we, like, didn't feel unsafe there. Like, first of all, in Boston, every single person wears a mask, like everywhere you go. You walk outside, you put on your mask. Like, so it's very, I felt very safe there. And it's just like it's not safe because you're only hanging out with each other. Like, it's not like we didn't go talk to any other people. Like, the only person we talked to was our waiter who, you know, you go to a restaurant, you know, you're not going to wear a mask when you're sitting down. So I feel more unsafe where, like, at my office, like, they wear masks now, the last, like, month, but not before that. It was, like, a struggle to get people to put on a mask. So, yeah, and then, yeah, so I don't know. No. No, there's like nobody in your neighborhood. Seriously. Yeah, well, yes, you have to. It's the rules. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, why should it stop you? Like, yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, it's definitely there. I don't know what's happening in Europe. I mean, I wouldn't be going there right now. That's a little crazy. In England? You know where else the houses are cheap? Like North Carolina, Florida. Probably like Tennessee. Everywhere but here, the houses are cheap. Yeah, 'cause nobody wants to live where the houses are cheap, but like. I don't know. What's cheap? Yeah, you could get like a mansion for 250 in like Florida. That's probably true. I don't know anything about taxes. I mean, I don't know if I choose to live here. Yeah, you did. It's your fault. Everybody wants to live here. Oh, well. Well, yeah. That's true. Yes, there's a lot of reasons. Oh, everybody's doing great. Oh my God. Oh gosh. Yes. If you go to Florida, you can go to Florida and get the vaccine in Florida. Yeah, but you have to be a, don't you have to be a Florida? Well, yeah, I think that's the best bet. Very close. It's like 6 weeks away. Oh my God, yeah, you're so close. Yeah, I think it's a month. And then they'll. Yeah. Wow, you're really gonna have a lit summer, Grandma. It's gonna be crazy for you. Lily hasn't seen it. Grandma, we can't see you. We already told you. Until you get the vaccine. Yeah, after you get the vaccine. Airbnb? Airbnb. That's a, it's a. It's you go and yeah, you go find a place to stay on there. You go on there and why? 'Cause they have no more beds for you? That's crazy. Oh my God. I mean, that's oh my God, yeah. Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Wait, you're gonna get an apartment? Airbnb. Grandma, it's like B&B, like bed and breakfast, like air bed and breakfast. I'll come down. How long are you going to get the apartment for? Yeah, you should at least do a month. Yeah. That's a great idea. You should definitely get somewhere where they have a pool and they're like close to bars. Some of them do. No, Grandma, there's definitely gotta be a place where they have a pool. I looked up recently and was like, how much would it be if I went to like Charleston for a month? And there were some reasonable places with like pools. It's just nice to have. Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. You are very close. So, did you make any New Year's resolutions this year? Oh, very good. You gotta take a walk, Grandma. Gotta get out there. Oh my God. You should wear a mask when you're outside. Because it keeps you very warm. And it's also good for your respiratory. You mean like homeless people? Oh, that's so sad. You're right. My gosh, see, you're so lucky, Grandma. You live the dream. Who wants to put you in a nursing home? Just so you could terrorize other people instead of us? That's so lovely. You know what would be great, Grandma, if you moved to like a really cool like apartment complex with a pool. I have no idea. Was it a retirement community? The Avalon. Yeah. But for you, I made New Year's resolutions, but I made them like 2 weeks late. Does that still count? Okay, so I went to the doctor and like I have all these health problems. So first I have asthma. Like, how do you just get asthma? Like, you just... No, I apparently have asthma. And then I was like, doc, you're right. Like, sometimes I can't breathe. The inhaler, yeah. Yeah, so I have asthma. What was the other thing wrong with me? Oh, I have a heart murmur. Like, what the heck? Like... I told him, he's like, what's wrong with you? Then I get my blood work done. I have high cholesterol. Like, okay. And I have Lyme disease. What the hell? Who gets Lyme disease? I mean, I was eating a lot of, like, I was eating more cheese than usual. I also decided to, right, I do eat shrimp and, like, I eat eggs on occasion. I don't know. I'm like, but, like, yeah, but, like, compared to the normal person, like, I don't think I eat that crazy. And, like, I'm also, like, 26 years old, like. What the hell? So, right. So, basically, I have to eat healthy. So, I'm eating, like, trying not to eat any, fat from, like, saturated fat. So, like, the only fat I eat is, like, plant-based fat, like, that's has good fats in it. Like olive oil and avocados. No, instead of using butter, use olive oil and like just not eating any cheese, no dairy. So plant, like I'm eating plant-based. That's what the kids call it these days. Eating plant-based. Yeah, exactly. Gotta use the inhaler and eat plant-based. And, oh, there's all these things I should be eating for my Lyme disease. So, there's, like, these special mushrooms I'm supposed to have. Yeah. Maitake, I think they're called. And I went to Whole Foods, and they're, like, $10 a mushroom. I bought it. I ate them all, see if it does anything. But yeah, that's my New Year's resolution, apparently, forced upon me. I was very happy eating my pizza, but whatever. I do, but I also, you know, like, I don't know. Whatever. Who knows? No, Grandma, mushroom. I can't have shrimp anymore. Yeah, one. Yeah, I mean, it was a big mushroom. It wasn't a small one. Portobellos. Yeah, but they don't look anything like that. They're like, they look like sprouted. Like, they're like strings coming up. Like a flower mushroom. they're pretty good. No, I just put it in food. So I put it with in my food that I ate. Yeah, you know, that's probably the worst thing to eat. Shrimp with butter. So good. What's that? There you go. Yeah, that's true. Why would you lose weight at your age, Grandma? Don't you just want to enjoy your life? Grandma, I think you'll be fine without the perky hiney. It's just fine. I'm sure it helps you do what you need to do. The doctor told me to lose 5 pounds, and I was so insulted. Nope. We were on the way to Boston, and the doctor called me. He was supposed to call me at 5, and then he called me at, like, 8 o'clock. And he tells me, you know, he's talking to me, and he's like, oh, what's your weight and your height again? And I was like, oh, God. I had to say my weight in front of my boyfriend. Like, never in my life would I think I would have to do that. That's supposed to be private, isn't it? You'd be like, what? You'd be like, but who doesn't know, like, what their weight is around? Yeah. Well, that's true, because when I did go to the doctor, it was like right after New Year's. So then I was like, that's really high. And then like didn't drink all week. And then I was like, I'm going to weigh myself again. And then it was like 5 pounds lower. I already lost it. Well, yeah, because drinking breaks up the day a little bit. Like, it's like once 6 o'clock hits, you're like, yeah. Yeah, that is, you should be careful about that. You know, the. So they say you're not supposed to drink wine every night. But do you listen, Grandma? No, no point. Yeah, drinking by yourself isn't as fun. How do you know it was 9 ounces? Oh, you went out. Oh, and you had 9 whole ounces of wine? Good for you. Oh my God, yeah, like when you don't drink that much and then like you do, it's not good. Yeah, I agree. No, it's not as fun. I understand. I'm always pouring wine down the drain, which makes me so sad. Yeah. What do you mean? You just cook one little bit of food? Mm-hmm. No, but sounds delicious. You could just make a little bit. You freeze it. I don't know. Can't you buy like the package at the grocery store where Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Wow, that sounds good for you. Hot tip of the day, the hot roast beef sandwich. Interesting. You really are. You got all the tips, Grandma. Any last tips before we sign off? Okay. We'll tell them next time. No, I don't think so. Oh, tip of the day. So I have a hard time taking my vitamins because I never remember. So put them in a plastic bag. Like, don't take all, like, you don't want to carry like seven, three, four, how many pill bottles you take, bottles in your purse, but put them in a plastic bag. And then at work or wherever you are during the day, you'll at some point see them and be like, oh, I should take my vitamins. Well, you just take, one of each. They're different. Mine are different colors. Because I have. Oh, what is it? That makes sense. They really are. That sounds great. I'm gonna try that. But yeah, it's hard getting old. Hard getting old. Apparently, I am. All right, so I think that's it. I covered all my topics. Tom's here today, not Steve. I don't know. It's the studio phone, so I don't know if it. I don't know. I'll ask Steve. All right. Yeah, I was doing a little work before. Yeah, home soon. Happy trails, Grandma. Nice chatting. Ooh. Okay. Wow, we'll have to enter it. We'll have to enter it. See ya. Bye, Grandma. April. Okay. Bye, Grandma. Oh, please. Bye. Love you too.